on feline intelligence and their culinary preference. Ancient Egyptians knew and celebrated cats as gods. The scientific proof comes in the shape of a characteristic that runs rare in the animal kingdom. Something that extremely intelligent beings simply cannot handle correctly, no matter their secrecy. And that is the feeling of being dusty or dirty. Now, you should understand that we are speaking about hyperintelligence here. That humans can take a dust bath and walk around dirty just means that we are less intelligent than cats. And cats can't handle dirt in large part because of all the stuff that they are already putting up with. They are stressed out about constantly pretending that they are less intelligent than us. Now, the many astute and sophisticated thinkers that are still listening to this will pose some questions about common behaviors that seem to contradict the claim I have made. But you must understand that hyper-intelligent animals who choose not to reveal their intelligence will still try to say a few things, although in a way that can be explained as normal animal behavior. So when your kitty does that quick lick, they are making that old familiar suggestion so that you bug off and give them some room. When you see kitties yelling at birds, a behavior never shown towards mice, they are actually just really upset and just have to yell at the top of their lungs. The birds are just the cover. Keep in mind that your kitty cat knows you in a detail far greater than even your closest family and friends. Sometimes, they just really need to scream. Now, to answer why would a cat bring you a mouse? Well, let me try to answer that with another question. Imagine being super smart, so smart that you know it is trouble to reveal that, and yet still needing to call your bestie a chunky chunkerton. And give commentary about smaller portions, more protein, and far less carbs. And if your kitty lets the mouse loose, and you have to run around the house to catch it, that, my dear listener, is how your hyper-intelligent friend tells you that you need exercise. More than that, cats have an incredible multi-dimensional sense of humor. That is why they love what you perceive as causing trouble. We are still growing. We are not intelligent enough to see the comedy in their hijinks. We just don't get it yet. Which brings us to the deeply unfortunate subject of the leaf and the other kind of lick. Scientists that study feline behavior time and again have proven that when a feline licks their rear, especially while making eye contact with you, they are basically calling you a filthy creature in the nicest and loving way that they can. At that point, you must absolutely drop everything you are doing and take a shower. It's very important. This now brings us to the subject of the leaf. And there is no clean way to clearly describe why your kitty would bring you a leaf. Therefore, we must use a gentle analogy. So listen carefully. Imagine you are having a quiet evening where you want to watch a good movie and have a nap. So you make some popcorn, sprinkle it with salt, and then peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and cheerfully march back to your living room. Unfortunately, right as you are sitting down on your couch, a massive dollop of warm peanut butter. A massive dollop of warm peanut butter lands on the shag carpeting surrounding your couch. What do you do? Well, you... Well, you go get a little square of flimsy paper and give it a quick wipe, call it a job well done, and get to your movie. Ladies and gentlemen, when you receive the leaf, not only do you need a shower, but also a trip to the hardware store to get a bidet attachment for your toilet. Frankly, by the time your cat starts delivering freaking leaves to you, you need to get the hose type attachment, not the gentle little mist spray. Hyperintelligence also means hyper smell. Your cat's sense of smell is at the very least 9 times more powerful than yours. That means when they are 9 feet away from you, they smell you as if they were right next to you. And if they are right next to you, oh my God, you better be clean. Now, as per certain agreement, details of which I will leave out, I must stress that your kitty cats want fresh food without any bone, prepared by hand in your home and not out of a can. They need you to know that dry food is extremely, extremely unfair unless the doctor says that's what they need. And low-quality fish is simply trashy. They live with you expecting more than trash. This is just one single demand that they have. Cook for them, and remember to pick out every bit of sharp bone. Never ever think to yourself that you are just feeding the cat. Your kitties are sharing their lives with you. Think in terms of sharing food with them, so as long as it is healthy and prepared specifically for them. Your kitty wants the nice version of what they normally eat in the wild. And yes, they want a tiny little side salad because they love exploring different kinds of greens. And please move their water dish away from food. They don't want to be thinking about water when they are eating. You must understand that your kitty is a hyper-intelligent creature and not a smelly ape with shag carpeting confusion that somehow is okay with living on soda and potato chips. Your kitty is a lot more complicated than most human beings. They are extremely intellectually sophisticated, and yet they still love us. Please honor, respect, and learn more about your kitties, because they unquestionably honor and certainly learn more about you each and every day.